Today's daf is daf Chav Vav, right on to. And what we learned yesterday was that we had a machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. In a case where you have ma'ot that were situmim, and a guy dies, or we had many cases where the ma'ot are no longer suitable for use. Either he died, or the money was lost, and he used it for, he had to use other money for his korbanot, then he found it, or a father was madir, a son benizirut, and the son protested, or the relatives protested, or a woman was noderet, the nizirut, and the husband was made for the nizirut. Lots of cases where we would have money that has in it the three korbanot of the nazir all mixed up together. The chatas, the eila, and the el nazir, which is a shlomi. According to Rabbi Yochanan, in a case like that, we have what he said was, halacha l'meisha misinai by nazirut, halacha hi b'nazir. Those were the words of Rabbi Yochanan, that even though normally a chatat hameta, which is a chatat in any one of those cases, where the chatat is no longer needed for the kapara, and the Baalim had died, or the Baalim had used another chatat to be mekaper, if that chatat gets mixed up with other animals, it's kaputski. You can't use any of it. But over here, there's a halacha l'meisha misinai that if money includes the mei chatat, then the entire thing is used to buy an oila for or olot for use of the mizbeach when the mizbeach isn't bezgur. It should be able to nedava. A remarkable halacha. Today, the Gemara questions how accurate that word is. Halacha hi b'nazir. Says the Gemara. Amarma, you, Rabbi Yochanan, said, halacha hi b'nazir. Oh, let me turn it on his hand, just because of the allergens that come in. When you say halacha hi b'nazir, it's mashma that it's specific to nazir. Is that true? V'tulek, are you telling me that there are no cases other than nazir where you have mixed monies that the halacha is that it all falls to an ola? V'atanya, does it not say in the Braita, v'shar chayavei kinim shebatorah? You have other cases where people are going to be bringing two birds. Let's say a yolendet, or a mitzora. There's two birds to bring in cases where you can't afford behemot. One goes for an ola, one goes for a chatat. So in the case where he frishu ma'ot l'kineyem, you set aside money to buy your birds, so then if the guy gets rich in between, so now he can no longer bring birds. So he wants to bring now a behemah. The money that he set aside was enough for two birds, but it's certainly not enough for two behemot. So he's going to translate the money that he had set aside for a pair of b'nei yonah, or a pair of torim. It's not a problem. He can use all of that money to buy a chatat behemah. Or he can use all of that money to buy a chatat, an olat behemah. So if he wants to ratzala b'ben chatat behemah, yavi. He wants to bring an olat behemah, yavi. How about mate? How about if he died? Vayula ma'ot stumim. Now he has money that was not defined. Aha. So now what should the halacha be? Halacha should be, if it's a din unique to the zirut, so then the whole thing should be thrown to the Avamelach. Because we have money over here that mixes the mechatat of a chatat ameta with an ola. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, we have a unique case by Nazir, we don't throw it into the Avamelach. We bring it to an ola. Here it says, Yiblul Nadala. Ha! So that means that it's not a unique case by Nazir. So why did Rabbi Yochanan say, Halacha yim Nazir? Answers the Gemara, it didn't mean only Nazir. Tana Nazir, v'chayve kinim nedamule. Actually, the Rishonim explain that the truth is it is a halacha b'nazir. It's just that once we have this halacha, we use the logic of it to apply to other cases of multiple chiyuvim. And therefore, what we understood is la'afuke miha. We made an analysis of Nazir. And we said, you know what? The same analysis that Reish Lakish made yesterday. Kol Nidrehim. We are looking for a case where a single neder is mechayev you multiple korbanot, you see. So in a case of a yoledet, or a case of a mitzora, or a case of a nazir, in all of those cases you have multiple chiyuvim. So when I said, Rabbi Yochanan says, when I said it was halacha b'nazir, I didn't mean to say that nazir is the only case of multiple korbanot where this is true. What I meant to say is that it would not apply on ma'ot stumim of many korbanot that come for different reasons. That's what I meant to say. Lafuke, as opposed to a case like this, Meha, the Tanya, here a case in a Braita. A guy was mukhliyav a chatat. Let's see, he did an avera yet chela. He has to bring a chatat. And he says, I also want to bring an ola. Now there's no relationship between that ola and a chatat, right? So he says, Hare alai ola. And then he takes money, and he says, Hare elo lechovati. So now he's got mixed money. Ratza lavi mehem chatat behema lo yavi. You want to use this money for chatat behema? No serene. Can't do that. Because you've got now mixed chatat and ola money. You want to use the money to bring in olat behema? No serene. Lo yavi. How about if he dies? Vayu lo ma'otz tumim. And now he's got money, which lamaisa has in it chatat and ola. The whole thing yechul yama vela. Why is this case different? Because in this case, the mekor of the chiyuv was two completely separate, unrelated issues. A chiyuv chatat that he had because of achilat chela, for instance, and a separate neder that he made to bring a nedova of an oil. On that case, we don't have the halacha l'Moshe Misinai that the ma'ot of chatat ha-meta is going to be yiplul the nedova. So when Rabbi Yochanan said halacha ibn Azir, what he meant was the halacha as given was halacha l'Moshe Misinai ibn Azirut. Now apply it to all similar cases. La'afuke. When I say similar cases, I mean similar cases in that we have multiple korbanos coming from a single source, a nezirut, a sarat, a leida, as opposed to multiple korbanos that come from multiple sources. Where over there, the Torah never said that I can look at it as one gush of money and use all of that money for neilah. What makes it one thing? It comes from separate purposes, and therefore clearly will never be viewed as a single unit. Okay? Now all of this seems very nice on the surface. When you analyze it, it breaks down. Why does it break down? Because what the Gemara brought over here in the Braita, to ask on Rabbi Yochanan, why do you say it's Nazir and only Nazir, began with a case where a guy had set aside Ma'ot Lekineim. And it says over here, if he wants to use the entire thing for a chatat be'ema, see, he got rich, he can. What is the case? We had a case by Nazir also. What is the case where if you set aside money, you could use it for whatever you want? You could even use the entire value for a shlamim if you want, or the entire value for an ola if you want. Where is that? Where you said l'nazirotih. And you didn't say, Elu le korbanot anazir shem. Moreover, there you were saying this goes towards my nazirut. In a case where you say it goes towards the nazirut, if the guy dies, it's not called ma'ot stumim. Because he never said necessarily that there has to be a katat mixed in that money. So what are we asking, Akash on Rabbi Yochanan, in a case where it's not considered bichlal to be ma'ot stumim, you see? That's the problem. Achronim asked this kasha. Karanayra specifically asked this kasha. But the truth is that this kasha is subsumed by Tosafos' kasha on the next case, which has exactly the same problem. A guy who just says, now, let's take it step by step. Look carefully at the case. Mate vayulo ma'otz to me. Can you explain to me what those words Vayulo ma'otz to mimi. Why do I have to say vayulo? That's what we're talking about. He should have just said, mate, yaviola, right? What's this, mate, ayula yiblu l'nedava? Just say, mate, yiblu l'nedava. Clearly, therefore, as Tosis points out later, the extra words, vayulo ma'otz to mimi, is to say, in the event that he had true ma'otz to mimi, not the case of the reisha, where if he wanted to, he could do whatever he wanted. Not that case. But made vayulo ma'otz tumim,
Real Ma'otzdumim, where he had said, indeed, this should be for my entire chovah. So there he definitely does have Chatat and Olah mixed. In that case, that was the question on Rabbi Yochanan. It was the extra word that created the question. Otherwise, the whole thing makes no sense at all. You see? Now this is exactly what Tosis points out. We are going to have to say about the next case too. Because we say in this case, if a guy said, the case over there was a man added a chiev of eil, right? And then he said, "Hare eilu lechovati." What would be the halacha? So it says over here, let's make this the yafuke case. This is the unique case, which is different than the other case. I want you to think about the following case, which is what the Gemara is about to introduce. What if you wouldn't have said, this amount of money is for my chatas, this amount of money is for my oil, this amount of money. You just would have said, all of these things go to my chatas, oila, and shlom. The Omer of Ashi, the thing would be, Hodi Amrit Mufurashim lo, up until now we thought, Mufurashim means that you take money and you say, okay, this is for my chatas, this is for my oila, this is for my shlom. But any other mixture where you didn't, thank you very much, you didn't define it, is not called mifurash. Says Rav Ashi, that's a mistaken assumption. Hadi amrit mifurashim lo tema, the omar, elu lechatati, elu lalati, elu lishlami. The case is not that you define the money. You have one wallet of money. And it's just that you said, ela afilo amar, elu lechatati lalati ulishlami, mifurashim. If you just mentioned the separate chiyuvim, then it would already be considered to be mefurash, and we would not have said the halakha that we just said by the case of the nazir. Now, no, no, no. It doesn't have to. That's the point. It doesn't have to. That's what Rav Ashi is saying. If you don't say that you have these three karbonos in it, then it's gots to me. If you say beferish that I have these three karbonos in it, then you're up the creek without a paddle. Because that's already considered to be mifurash. The Ikari Amri takes it even a step further. Omer of Ashi, lo tema adoma elo lechatati, lo lati ulishlami. Even if you would have just said elo lechovati, harihin kemifurashi. Okay. Now we run into a serious problem, and this is the problem that Tosis raises. If you say the words Elul Chovati, it's considered to be Mefurash even by Nazir. That's what you're saying, correct? Will you please tell me now what the meaning of the answer was, Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan? We said, Lafuke mi'adetanya. It's a halakha in Nazir, but not in a case where a guy was Chayav Achatas Chelev, went ahead and made a Nedava to bring an Ayla, and then set aside money and said, yes, and said, yes, and said, yes, and said, yes. You got it? He said, Hare Elu Lechovati. But if he would have said, Hare Elu Lechovati, even by Naziris, it would have been Lafuke. So when he told me Lafuke, Rav Ashi just got finished saying that in the Zirut itself, if you use the word Lechovotai, then you mean all your Chovot. So then, and that's the same as actually saying, Chatat, Ola, Shlamim. So what? You're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan's case is a unique case. And it's Dafka b'Nizirut, or by things similar to Nizirut, such as the Yoledet or the Butzorah, where you have multiple Chiyuvim. Lafuke, a case where you didn't have multiple Chiyuvim. You created separate Chiyuvim. And you said, Arayelul Chovotai. Excuse me? Even by Nidarim? I mean, even by Nizirut, if you would have said, Arayelul Chovotai. Rav Ashi just said, it would have been exactly the same case. That's Tosfos' kasha. Answers Tosfos, excuse me again. Look at those closing words in the case of the Braita that we used Lafuke. Exactly the same words that we had used originally on the question against Rabbi Yochanan. Meit vayulo ma'otzitumim. Why are you adding meit vayulo ma'otzitumim? Just say meit. You said before, Eilu Chovatai. To say meit. Therefore, says Tosfos, it's obvious that the next case of mate is talking about ayulo ma'otzitumim as per the definition of ma'otzitumim. Not that you just said elu l'chovotai. You see? That's exactly the same case that we had before, in which case the Karen Oris question is essentially included in the question that Tosis is asking. Wherever we have the repetition in the Seifa of the words Ma'ot Stumim, and we're not assuming that the case as given in the Reisha is the same case given in the Seifa, then obviously when it says Ma'ot Stumim, it means as per requirements of Ma'ot Stumim, whatever they are. In which case, we have a good kasha, Rabbi Yochanan initially. Rabbi Yochanan answers it, lafuke, and we have a very good lafuke. Even though now we're saying lachovotai is not considered to be stumim. Fine. Let it not be considered to be stumim. But whatever defines stumim, if the guy dies and he had mo'ot stumim, it would not be yiplu l'nadav in that case. Beautiful. I think I've lost you, but it's really beautiful. I've lost you. Richard?
More or less.
More or less? Great, great, okay. Great. So we're all happy?
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's wonderful. So, it turns out we've got a lot of different levels of this idea of setting aside money. You could say, Elul in the zero T. And you're saying, whatever, if I want to, it's for my Naziris. If I decide to use it all for Shlomi, I can use it all for Shlomi. Decide to use it all for Noila, I use it for Noila. If you say, Elu l'korbanot naziruti, then you've got Ma'ot Stumim. If you say, Elu l'chatati v'la'olati v'l'shlomi, then you have Ma'ot before Hashem. According to Ravashi, even if you say, Elu l'chovotai, you also have Ma'ot before Hashem, and not Ma'ot Stumim. Okay, so there's a lot of different ways to say this. The specifics are extremely important. I need to say it as I said it.
Do they literally mean at some point to take the money and cast it in the Yom Melech?
Yeah, that's they what they mean.
They did.
As a matter of fact, Barnea, the Yom HaMelech is in Barnea's neighborhood. And Barnea actually dredged up the Yom HaMelech to find thousands of coins in the Yom HaMelech.
That's all right. They're all...
He figured already it was after a year, you know, it loses its tamar.
People schlep.
Hundreds of thousands. Barnea found hundreds of thousands. You've been wondering what he's been living off of. It's all ma'ot to me, all ma'ot before Hashem.
So are they all sorry now? Or are these?
Well, apparently it was, wasn't that money. It was the bank of Saddam. Kiven Shinhasim and Din Hutru. No, they had a special toilet system. You flushed it down the toilet and it ended up there. It means it should be put in a place where it's not going to be the best location is the Yom HaMelech. They had a special Yom HaMelech delivery service, I'm sure. They leave it to the Jews to make a buck. The ocean, it's recoverable. There's divers that go in there. It's port. Okay. It's not essential, is that it's not recoverable. Nobody's going to get it. Nobody ever believed that Barnea would appear in history. That was the thing.
So that's right now, just put a check.
You never know. Okay, so this was really Sodom Gomorrah's safe deposit box, you found. I'll tell you, Avram Avinu said, Michut Vatsuch Nal. I mean, I wouldn't use that money if I were you. You wouldn't have anything to do with that money. Okay. Yeah. Omar Rav, Hoti Amaron Ma'otz to me, Yiplun Nidava. You should know that even though you had Ma'otz to me, in Nafla, the Mechatat Bibinehem. Now, there's a machlokes we've shown him what this means. Some learn that it means that you set aside. That is, you took out money and you said, this money out of the nest should be called the ma'ot for my chatat. But others learn, including the Mefarish over here, Rabbi Rashi, that even if money fell out, not that you set it aside for the chatas, but it had in it a shear that was suitable to buy a chatas, then already it's not considered to be Ma'ot Satumim anymore. And then Harein ke Mufurashim. Then it's considered to be Mufurash. Mufurash as what? As Eila and Shlomi. What do you do when it's mefurash as Eila v'shlami? You're going to have to use it both for an Eila and a Shlami, because there's no longer the halakha ibn Azir that it should be yipla l'nedava. Paradoxically, the only case where we say it's yipla l'nedava is bedafka where there was ma'ot of a chatat that was mixed in it. If you cannot say the ma'ot of the chatat is here, and that's why the mefarish is saying, even if it just fell out, it doesn't mean you have to be miyachadet. You can no longer say the chatat is here. Maybe the money that fell out was the money that was for chatat. So therefore, we no longer have the halakha l'mashmi Sinai, and we use the money as is, as if it's mefurash for olav v'shlomi. Tanya kavati derava, elu l'chatati. If a guy sets aside the money for the chatat, the ashar and the remaining money is l'shar nizirot. So the rest of the chiyav of my nizirut, so then the din is demei chatat yechuli yam ha-melach, because it's no longer ma'ot situmin. The ashar, the remaining money, yavi chetzio la'olah v'chetzio l'shlamim. You have to bring half of that value, though we'll see. It doesn't mean you use the actual money, because the actual money has in it a mixture of Eila v'shlami. So you can't take the money, use half of the cash to buy one carbon, half of the cash to buy another carbon. What you need to do is, you bring two behemot, and you say, the kiddushat olah that is mixed up in these coins should now be chal on this behemot. You bring that one for night. You take another behemoth, you say the Kedushat Shlamim that is mixed up in these coins should be on this behemoth. You bring that one for a Shlamim. And that way, it's the only way to get out of your problem over here. If you actually use the money, so if you used all of the money, and when you say all of the money, Tosis points out, doesn't mean all of the money. It means rove of the money. So if you used rove of the money, then you know that you had some money that was good for an Eila that you had used. The din is that money for an Eila, you're Moel on. But money for a Shlomim, you're not Moel, because the Shlomim itself. You're not going to be Moel until after Zrika, where you have Kotche Hashem. Until that point, Kotche Kalim is not called Kotche Hashem. Lam Yuchadim LaHashem. So until we separate out the part that's LaHashem, there's no Me'ila. Therefore, if you only use the money that could be Dmei Shlomim, there's no Me'ila. Once you use the rove of the money, so you definitely used some money from an Eila, then you're chayav a korban meila also. Eilu la'olati. How about if you set aside money, you said, this goes for my ola. V'hashar, l'shar naziroti. The rest goes to the rest of my chiyav. So then, again, the dmei ola is no problem. Yavi ola, and of course, ma'alim b'hem. The rest of it has in it chatat and shlamim. That's included in the halacha of Halacha l'mashmi Sinai, halacha ibn Azir. If you have ma'ot of a chatat that are stumim, even though they're not mixed up necessarily with all three of the karbanas together, so you have over here the chatat mixed only with the shlamim, nonetheless, doesn't matter. You use all of the money to bring an oila, including the money of the shlamim, correct? Because that was the halacha ibn Azir. So don't think the halacha ibn Azir is dafka if the ma'ot of the chatat is mixed also with the oila, also with the shlamim. Because in this case, I removed the money for the Eila, and I'm left with Mei Chatat and Mei Shlamim Stumim. Comes along the halakha, says it doesn't matter. Ma'ot Stumim that include Chatat and other behemot, whatever they are, that came for the same Chiyav, either a Nezirut, or a Zivut, or a Leida, or a Tzarat, as the case may be. The halakha is, it should be Yiplu L'Nedava. In this case, now this is strange. This is strange. Noalin bekulam, or berubam, ve'ein noalin bemikzatan. Ha! Tosfos says, why is that true? And indeed, the grudge changes the gears. It shouldn't be true over here, because what are you going to do with all of this money? Where's it going?
Last time we wanted to grow.
Okay. Where are you going to go with this money? You're going to use it for? Gentlemen. No, okay. You're not going to use it for chatas for shlamim. It's stumi. If it was chatas, would have to be yipla l'nedava.
Anyway,
it's going to go to an oila. So why do you have to use? The only reason why you needed to have rubam before was because of shlamim. You're not ma'alam. But in this case, Richie, there is no shlamim because everything is going to be used for an oila. An oila, definitely, you could be ma'al. So why does it say you have to use rov? And in ma'alim b'miktzatan. which is why the Gra changes the Girsa to simply read Mahalibah. Because in this case, it's all royal Ayla. Is everybody following this?
Yeah.
This is so exciting. It's so
incredible. What happens to the part that's
this is the Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai. It all goes to the Ayla. Yipla L'Nedavah. There's an Ayla. And yet, for some reason, it's saying over here, you're only bail on the part which is the Chatas money. Because that, because it's Me'ilan HaChatas, that's Kachi Hashem. The problem is that in this case, the Shlavim is also Kachi Hashem. Because according to the Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai, it should go for an Ayla. Big problem. How do we support a Girsa like this? So Tosfos brings that if we have this Girsa, then we'll have to understand that even though we're using this money for an Ayla, it still is called Dmei Shlamim. And until such time it actually turns into an Ayla, it's Dmei Shlamim.
Until you buy the
Ayla. Until you actually bring the Ayla, exactly. Mamela, what's the problem? Just because ultimately it will be used for that, but currently that's not what it is. Just like we had the din of an Arshah. Shenitek l'ri'iyah. There's a difference. If it's nitek, it's not nitek. Meanwhile, it's a shame of the Mei Arshah. Over here, it's a shame of the Mei Shlamim. The Mei Shlamim, you're not Mei Alam. So far, so good? Just Mei Alam, period. Not Mei Alam, Meruba. Bekula. Okay, so that's a lot easier. It's got the old joke. I'm over, my Rebbe said a fantastic teretz on this kasher. It gives an hour-long drasha. Talmud of Gros says, my Rebbe also said a wonderful teretz. He says, the girsa is. Okay, so we have the teretz. Just got it. Maybe it's not the girsa. Omer Avon Omerab. Lo shanu elam ma'ot. Avo beima harayukim ufureshet. This halacha of ma'ot stumim is only said on ma'ot stumim. But if you had actual animals, there's no way that it would be called setumi. It would be called mefurash. Now, on the surface, this appears to be saying that if you already had set aside animals which are suitable, in other words, let's say you set aside a kisba. Okay, so the kisba is suitable to bring as your chatas nazir. You set aside an ayel. I understand. The minute I see an ayel, I understand that this is the el nazir. What else is it going to be? You set aside a keves. I understand it's going to be the olah. What else is a roi for? But if that's the case, we don't need Ravuna to tell us. We're going to see later on that for sure, that's befurash, that's not considered to be setumi. Therefore, says Tosfos, what it's got to be talking about over here is you've got an animal that is not suitable. You have animals that are not suitable, or you don't even need three animals. You have a bomo maybe, a different species, whatever it is. So you'll say, so what's wrong? I understand. So then it's money, basically. What's nafkamina? If it's money in the form of coins, or if it's money in the form of shava kesef, does it matter? Says Tosfos, indeed it matters. In the halacha of Moshe Sinai, we apply only to money. Why would this be true? So Tosfos learns it's a gezeira. What's the gezeira? Something that is not directly translatable into cash. Translatable into cash is cash. That I agree. But if it's not directly translatable into cash, you're going to have to keep it around until you find a guy who wants this particular thing. Then I always have the chashash that can be mixed up with cases where a person indeed will be thinking about what to use it for. Ah, you know what? That's just the value to bring a chatas nazir. I'll bring my chatas nazir from it. So since if you're going to leave it around, he says any case of shigiyah, wherever you're going to need to leave something around before you're going to be able to sell it, you can't just hand it to the makolet guy and say, here, take this in lieu of. So anytime you have that problem, we're always chayish that it's similar to mefurash. Because after all, you have this thing in your house, you start thinking about what its value would be useful for. So we view that as mefurash. Okay? That's a very logistical pshat. And it's not included. It is included in the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. It's basically a gezeir. So it's a chashash we have over here. So therefore, a behemanat. Omer of Nachman, when you say, Adi Amri behemah ariel kimefureshet, that could be daf loshanu ela tamima of a baalat mum ariel kistuma. No, I disagree. I say, if you've got a behemah tamima that's roi for a carbon, okay, fine. But if you've got a Ba'alat Mum, so then there's no reason to view that thing as anything but money, money value. It's easy to get rid of. And therefore, that's included in the Halakha Lavash Misina. But a Naska, now a Naska, that's a different issue. A Naska is an ingot. So you've got now a piece of metal that has not been assessed. You're going to have to take it into an assessor. He's going to have to weigh it. Then he's going to have to analyze it. What different metals are in here? Oh, man. By the time you get an evaluation and a sale on this thing, I tell you, it's going to take you quite some time. Therefore, this, I mean, a behemoth, you go out there and you tell somebody in the market, you're looking for an animal. You can sell an animal right away. So that's not a problem. A tamima, okay, tamima is right for the mizbeach. You're not going to be able to sell it. Even if it's not right for this carbon, you still can't sell it. Once it's right, it gets kedushas haguf on it. If it gets a mum, so But a naska, I agree. A naska, you're going to be keeping around. Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak says, "Nah, I feel a naska. Even a naska, you take it to a pawn shop. How long is it going to take? It's going to take you a couple of days to get an evaluation. The guy will give you money for it right on the spot. He'll make an estimate in his own mind what the thing is worth, and you'll pawn it. So it's worth money." That's not a problem. That's also considered to be ma'ot. But you know what? If you set aside a sva'ar shel korot, so now you got a pile of lumber that was cut to size, you ended up not building the addition to your house. So now you say, you know what? I'm going to use this pile of lumber. I'm going to use it for my nezirut. Oh, man. Are you going to sell a pile of lumber that was cut to size? We're going to have to wait until somebody else is building an addition. Or he needs this size of lumber. That's called Shehiyah. But Naska, Behema, that's not called Shehiyah at all. Omalei Rav Shimi Bar Ashi Rav Papa. I don't get it exactly. Matai Bayod Rabbanan, the Omar Ma'ot. What are they saying? They're saying, the Halakha Lavash Misinai is Ma'ot, but not Behema, not Naska. Ma'ot, not a Sivarash of Korot. So why, according to this, I mean, you could say also, the Torah says Ma'ot, Dafka, money, and not birds. You said not animals. So why not animals, not birds? I got a problem with that. What's your problem? They don't know what I mean. It's exactly the same. Whatever you would say about the animals, say about the birds. No. V'chitei machinami, you'll try to tell me. It's the same. Do we not have a halacha that we've quoted hundreds of times? Everybody has made it to this halacha. Nobody ever argued on about it. Hadi yomer chista ein hakini mitparshot ela ibelakichat baalim ibasiat kohen. What does this mean? If you are going to buy a chatas and an eila pair of kinim, so you're going to buy bnei yoda or torim, and you buy two of them, if at the time that you purchase them you say, okay, I'm buying this one for my chatas and this one for my eila, then indeed the kinim have a din of chatas and eila as defined. But if you didn't define it at that time, and now you get mixed up and so on, and we have a whole mesechet about the difference between a kain situmah and a kain that is mefurash. In this case, if you tried now at some arbitrary point to say, you know what, I decided I'm going to use this one as my chatat, and I'm going to use this one as my ola, makes absolutely no difference. You cannot define which one you want for your chatat and which one you want for your ola. Only the Kohen can do that from this point on. So when the Kohen actually comes to bring it, he brings one for a chatas, that's the chatas. Brings one for an ola, that's the ola. I don't get that. Look at Tosfos, says, look at the language, mitparshot. I mean, mitparshot means ma'ot mefurashot. That's that, it's the same word. I can't believe, says that's right, Tosfos understands the Gemara. I can't believe we're using that term loosely. So what you're saying is that kinim basically have a din of ma'ot stumim. By definition, they're ma'ot stumim. I thought you said, they're never ma'ot stumim. Animals aren't called stumim. Anything that you say is not called stumim. So why are the birds called stumim? To be continued. After you bought them. If it's the time you bought them, then of course, they're mefurash. All right. I was going to review a little bit, just so we should make it. I sense that people are losing track. If you don't mind, give me 5 minutes. Okay?
I would like to just review this daf and the daf, the previous daf, so once again we can make sure that we understand what's happening. We started with the case in a Mishnah. A woman was mafrisha her money for her korbanot, and then her husband was made for the nizirut. That is how we got into this whole thing. Okay, when you start with a case like that, you basically are talking about a model for ma'ot that has a mixture of money, correct? Now that can happen in many ways. It doesn't have to happen in a case where a woman set it aside and her husband did a hafara. It could have happened because a man set it aside and he dropped dead. Could have happened because a man was mazir, his son, and set aside korbanos for him. And then the kid said, I don't want to be a nazir. Could have happened in a case where they lost the money and he went ahead now and he used other money. Whatever. There's lots of cases that we can come up with. Our mission is one of those cases. Good. Shmuel pointed out basically we got five cases like that. Three of which occur beferish in Mishnayot, including our own. One of which is obviously included, subsumed within a case in the Mishnah. And the other, which is a case that we find in a brighter. So we have over here a model for a whole group of cases, which forces us to start thinking about the difference between defined money or undefined money. We got into a whole question of, since by definition, Nizirut includes Achatas, and since by definition, all of the five cases that we're talking about, if we would have had just Achatas, for sure that money would have gone to Yama Mela, just like the Achatas itself would have been Hilich L'Misa. So why, if it's mixed, is it different? We came out with two approaches. Rabbi Yochanan's approach, it's a halakha l'mashim yisina. Mixture of money for Nizirut, which today we said doesn't really mean only Nizirut. It means Nizirut is now a model for mixing of monies that have a chatas together with other chiyuvim. But it would be exactly the same thing if you're talking about a tzorua, you're talking about a yoledet, talking about a zov. It's exactly the same thing. The only case where it wouldn't be true is where coincidentally, you have a mixture of a chatas and an oilam. Because it happened to be that you created that mixture. But it was nothing in the Torah that said that you needed to bring a chatas. But other than that case, we use Nazir and the case in our Mishnah as models for the mixing of money, of chatas, and other karbanas. Whether it's a chatas, we clarify today, a chatas that's mixed with the oila and the shlamim. Whether it's a chatas that's mixed only with the oila, a chatas that's mixed only with the shlamim, I don't care. Now, halakha l'mashim yisinai, according to Rabbi Yochanan, or the analysis of the pasuk kol nidreihem yavi olah, according to Rish Lakish, tells us where you've got a chatas, you've got a yipul and a dava, an eilah for kaitam mizbeach in a case of mixed monies. Great. Now we set out to define what do we mean by mixed monies. So basically, we have many different cases that need defining. If you only say, this is towards my chiyuv, this goes towards my nizirut, then the halacha is you don't have mixed money at all. You have money. And you can use that money for whatever you darn please. You want to use the whole thing for the oila? Use the whole thing for the oila. I didn't say. I said I want to use this money towards my nizirut. Fine. Use it towards your nizirut. What's the problem? If you say, however, that I want my nizirut, all my nizirut is in this money, oh, now you got a problem. Now you have ma'ot sikuni. Because clearly you meant to include all the chiyuvim that you have. But we learned today, if you specified and said, my chatas, my eila, and my shlomi are in this money, then already you've got ma'ot b'furashim, even though you didn't define it, the exact amount, the place. You didn't separate it. But you already talked about the three karbanas. That's called mifurash. For that matter, according to Rav Ashi, even if you just said, eila l'chovotai, Chovotai, I immediately hear those words. Eila chata shlam. That's what I hear. Once I hear those words, it's no longer considered to be satum at all. So that in a case where a guy had two separate chiyuvim that he made accidentally, this should be on chayav chatas. I also would like to bring a carbon eila, just as a gift. No connection between the two. And then you take money and you say, this is for my chovot. That's not called ma'ot to me. If you say, this is towards my chovot, that's not considered to be beklal mixed, because then you could use the whole thing either for the oila or for the chatas. If you say, this is the money for my korbanos, then you've got ma'ot stumim in that case, and we do not apply These are the Hagadoras that we learned today. We ended with, but according to Tosfos, is essentially a takana, that those things which may be technically ma'ot because they're shavakeza, but ultimately are going to end up in your hands, and being as they are in your hands, may have crossed your mind already to define what their usage is. In such a case, we don't allow you to view them as tumim, and they're considered to be mefurash. What do you do when you have a mixture of Eila and Shlomim? Then you're not going to be male unless you know you use the Demei Eila. You can't simply take money and use it because it's all mixed. But you can take Behemot, you can be Mechala, they can do Shat Hama'ot Te'ola, that's in the money on one animal. Mechala can do Shat Shlomim, that's in the money on the other animal. And that way you've got your money back, and you've got the Kedusha on the Behemoth. Halacha Yi Benazir. Why dafka benazir betuleka? Tanya, shar chayavei kinim shebatorah shifrishu ma'ot lekineyem ratza lavi behem chatat beima yavi olat beima yavi made by yulo ma'ot stumim real ma'ot stumim yiplun nidaba. No, he didn't mean alakai only in nazir. He meant alakai in nazir and any type of mixture which is similar to nazir. V'chai v'kinim, which are domulei to nazir. Lafuke mi'odetanya, where the relationship of the korbanos was completely coincidental, such as mishayam mechuyav katat v'amar harei alai ola. Besides, v'ifrish ma'ot v'amar harei elu lechovatai. So ratza lavi behem chatat beima loyavi olat beima loyavi meit vayulo ma'ot stumim yochuliyam amelach. Am Rav Ashi. Hadi Amrit Mufurashim lo tema the Omar Elu Lakhatati Vielu Lolati Velu Lishlami. Ela filo Amar Elu Lakhatati Lolati Lashlami. It's called Mufurashim. Vikidi Amri said even more than that. Om Ravashi Lo Tema Adi Omar Elu Lakhatati Lolati Lashlami. A filo Omar Elu Lakovati Arain Kipurash. Omar Rabba Hadi Amora Maots to Nim Yibulan Daba Im Nafla de Mechatati Benihem. Areyem kemefurashim. Tanek avosi l'rova. Eilu l'katati v'ashar l'shar nezirotai nezirotim. Tumei chatat yechuli yam ha-melach. Ashar yavi chetzi l'olah v'chetzi l'shamim. Meaning not literally to use the money, but to be mechal the money on the behemot. U'moalim b'kulan mei moalim b'miktzatam. Meaning beruban. Because you got to make sure that some of that money is not kachim kalim. Because otherwise, if it's just using the shlomi money, then there's no me'ila any more than there would be on the behemah itself. Chetzi yazriyavi, chetzi lo, chetzi mo, b'kolim mo, l'mik tzatam. Elu lo lati, v'ashar, l'shar nezirati, t'mei ola yavi ola, mo'alim be'el, ashar yiplunu nedava, u'mo'alim be'kulam, ve'im mo'alim b'mik tzatam, or, as the Gra says, u'mo'alim be'el. Om revun amarav lo shon v'ala ma'ot, avu behemah, ariyukim ha'fureshet. That's only if you got a behemah which is tamima, and now you can't get rid of it. Balad momari kistuma, and it's ready to be sold as cash. Aval naska lo, runakva yitzchamar, filo naska, take it to a pawn shop. The guy will give you a guesstimate, and he'll give you cash. But a svar shal korot, who's going to find a buyer for that? Lo. Today on eBay, okay, so now it also has halacha immediately, obviously. Amalei Rav Shimi bar Ashi Rav Papa, Maita Mayod Rabona, the Amri Ma'ot Velo Beima, or Ma'ot Velo Naska, Ma'ot Velo Sivara. So you can say the same thing, Ma'ot Velo Ofot, V'chite Ma'achinami, Zalavi Amri Rav Chista, Ina Kinini Pashot, Elibi Lekichat Ba'alimi Be'asiyat Koen Omar. I thought it's only Ma'ot Kamirin Law.